Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. For the next few months, our podcasts published on Wednesdays will include excerpts from Maestro Circe's ebook, Mastering Sentences in American English, A Guide for English Learners. In addition, during each Wednesday episode, we'll also include a grammar lesson to help you build your American English language skills. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Introduction. As I reflect back on my journey, I am reminded of the winding path that led me to where I stand today, a passionate educator dedicated to empowering English learners across the world. My story begins in the bustling city of Bucharest, Romania, where I was born and raised, immersed in the rich tapestry of my native language and culture. However, fate had other plans for me, and at the age of 13, I found myself crossing the vast Atlantic Ocean, embarking on a new adventure in the United States of America. The transition was not an easy one. Leaving behind the familiar streets and the comforting embrace of my homeland, I plunged headfirst into the vibrant, fast-paced world of American culture. English, which had been my third language, now became the primary means of communication, a tool I needed to navigate the complexities of daily life. Those initial years were a whirlwind of emotions, the excitement of discovering a new land, the challenges of adapting to a different linguistic landscape, and the overwhelming desire to succeed in this foreign environment. It was during this pivotal time that I discovered my true calling, the art of teaching English to those who, like me, were seeking to master this global language. As I sat in my ESL, English as a second language, classes, absorbing the lessons of my dedicated instructors, I couldn't help but feel a deep sense of gratitude and admiration. These educators, with their unwavering patience and innovative teaching methods, had not only helped me overcome the linguistic barriers, but had also instilled in me a newfound passion for education. Inspired by their example, I embarked on my own academic journey, earning a bachelor's degree in English and two master's degrees, one in teaching and learning, and another in English. Armed with this wealth of knowledge and a burning desire to make a difference, I set out to dedicate my life to educating English learners in the vibrant state of California. Now, as I stand before you, I am thrilled to share the insights and strategies I have accumulated over the years. In this comprehensive guide, Mastering Sentences in American English, A Guide for English Learners, I aim to empower you, the reader, with the essential skills to navigate the intricate world of sentence structure in American English. Crafting effective sentences is the cornerstone of clear and compelling communication. Whether you are a student, a professional, or simply someone seeking to enhance your written expression, mastering sentence structures is a crucial step towards achieving your goals. In this book, we will delve into the nuances of clauses, explore the various types of sentences, and equip you with the tools to avoid common grammatical pitfalls. From the elegant simplicity of the independent clause to the intricate tapestry of the compound complex sentence, we will embark on a journey of linguistic exploration. Along the way, you will discover the power of subordination, the versatility of conjunctions, and the importance of maintaining sentence cohesion. By the end of this transformative experience, you will not only possess a deeper understanding of sentence structure, but also the confidence to employ these skills in your everyday writing. The road to mastering American English may not be an easy one, but with the guidance and support provided in this book, I am confident that you will emerge as a more confident and articulate communicator. So, let us begin this exciting adventure together as we unravel the mysteries of sentence structure and unlock the doors to more effective and eloquent expression. Chapter 1. Building Blocks, Understanding Clauses. Identifying independent clauses. As a lifelong learner and passionate educator, I've come to appreciate the power of language and the art of clear communication. In this segment, we'll dive deep into the foundational building blocks of sentences, independent clauses. Understanding these crucial elements will empower you to construct more sophisticated, nuanced, and impactful expressions, unlocking new realms of self-expression. Independent clauses are akin to the backbone of a sentence, standing tall and strong, conveying a complete thought with a clear subject and predicate. Imagine a lone tree, deeply rooted, reaching towards the sky. That's the essence of an independent clause. It's a self-sufficient unit, needing no external support to make its message understood. In contrast, dependent clauses are like the branches, leaves, and flowers that add depth, texture, and beauty, but ultimately rely on the sturdy trunk to thrive. Let's explore the anatomy of these linguistic powerhouses, shall we? An independent clause is a group of words that contains a subject and a verb and can stand alone as a complete sentence. It's the basic unit that forms the foundation of any well-constructed discourse. The subject is the person, place, or thing performing the action, while the predicate is the action or state of being. Together, they create a coherent, self-contained thought. For example, consider the sentence, "The sun shines brightly." The subject, the sun, is the entity doing the action, and the predicate, "shines brightly," describes what the sun is doing. This independent clause can function as a complete sentence on its own, conveying a clear and meaningful message. Now, let's contrast that with a dependent clause, "because the clouds are gathering." This clause contains a subject, the clouds, and a verb, "are gathering," but it cannot stand alone as a sentence. It relies on an independent clause to provide the complete thought, such as, "the sun shines brightly because the clouds are gathering." Independent clauses are the anchors that ground our language, allowing us to express ourselves with precision and clarity. They are the building blocks upon which we construct our most eloquent and persuasive arguments, our most captivating narratives, and our most profound reflections. Mastering the art of identifying independent clauses is akin to learning to navigate the intricate maze of language. It's a skill that will serve you well, whether you're crafting a compelling essay, composing a heartfelt letter, or simply engaging in everyday conversations. With a keen eye for these linguistic titans, you'll be able to deconstruct complex sentences, identify the core messages, and rearrange the elements to suit your communicative needs. But the benefits of this knowledge extend far beyond the realm of language alone. By understanding the structure and function of independent clauses, you'll also gain valuable insights into the way we think, process information, and express our innermost thoughts and feelings. It's a window into the very fabric of human cognition and communication. So, let's embark on this journey of linguistic exploration together. As we delve deeper into the world of independent clauses, you'll discover the power of clear, concise, and impactful expression. You'll learn to identify the essential elements that give life to your words and how to wield them with confidence and precision. The path ahead may be winding, but with each step, you'll find yourself growing as a communicator, a thinker, and a storyteller. In the next file, we'll dive even deeper into the intricacies of independent clauses, exploring their various forms and nuances. We'll uncover the subtle differences between simple, compound, and complex sentences, and how mastering these structures can elevate your written and spoken language to new heights. So, keep your pen poised and your mind open, for the adventure that awaits is one of linguistic discovery and personal growth. Spotting dependent clauses. Suspended in Time. The Surprising Truths About Dependent Clauses. Have you ever felt like you were floating in a sea of words, unsure of which ones were carrying the full meaning and which ones were merely supporting players? If so, you've experienced the unique world of dependent clauses. These linguistic sidekicks may seem like they're just along for the ride, but in reality, they play a crucial role in shaping the structure and nuance of our sentences. At their core, dependent clauses are simply clauses that cannot stand alone. They rely on an independent clause to give them full meaning and context. It's a bit like a backup singer. They may not be the star of the show, but without them, the lead vocalist would sound awfully lonely. In the world of grammar, dependent clauses are the unsung heroes, quietly elevating the sentences they inhabit. But what exactly makes a clause dependent? Well, it all comes down to the presence, or lack thereof, of certain key elements. An independent clause contains a subject and a verb and can function as a complete sentence on its own. A dependent clause, on the other hand, is missing one of those essential components or is introduced by a subordinating conjunction like because, since, or unless. These little linguistic cues act as a signal that the clause that follows is dependent on something else to achieve its full meaning. The origins of the term dependent clause can be traced back to the ancient Greek and Latin grammarians, who recognized the need to distinguish between self-sufficient sentences and those that relied on additional context. Over time, as languages evolved and diversified, the concept of the dependent clause became a fundamental building block of grammar, helping writers and speakers convey nuanced ideas and complex relationships. But the significance of dependent clauses extends far beyond just sentence structure. These linguistic tools allow us to weave intricate tapestries of thought, connecting ideas, qualifying statements, and adding layers of meaning that would be difficult to achieve with independent clauses alone. They enable us to express conditionality, causality, concession, and a host of other subtle relationships that add richness and depth to our communication. Consider, for example, the simple sentence, "I went to the park." While this statement conveys a basic action, it lacks the context and detail that a dependent clause could provide. By adding a dependent clause, we can transform the sentence into something more dynamic. Because the weather was so beautiful, I went to the park. Now, the reason for the action is clear, and the full meaning of the sentence is enhanced. Dependent clauses can also be used to introduce qualifications, exceptions, or additional information that further refine the primary message. Imagine the difference between, "I finished my homework," and "although I was tired, I finished my homework." The dependent clause, "although I was tired," adds a layer of nuance, suggesting that the action was accomplished despite a perceived obstacle. The versatility of dependent clauses doesn't stop there. They can be used to create suspense, build anticipation, or even foreshadow future events. Consider the sentence, "If it rains tomorrow, we'll have to cancel the picnic." The dependent clause, "if it rains tomorrow," sets the stage for a potential outcome, leaving the reader or listener wondering what will happen next. So, the next time you find yourself swimming in a sea of words, take a moment to identify the dependent clauses. They may be the unsung heroes, but without them, our sentences would be hollow and our ideas would lack the depth and complexity that make language such a powerful tool for expression.
Exploring the past continuous tense. Welcome to the world of verb tenses. Today, we will dive into a specific tense known as the past continuous tense. This tense allows us to talk about actions that were ongoing or in progress at a certain point in the past. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand and use the past continuous tense effectively in your writing and conversations. What is the past continuous tense? The past continuous tense is formed by using the past tense of the verb to be, was/were, and adding the present participle of the main verb with an ing ending. For example, I was studying or she was reading. This tense is used to describe actions that were happening in the past at a specific moment or over a period of time. Structure of the past continuous tense. In the past continuous tense, we use the verb to be, was/were, according to the subject of the sentence. Then, we add the main verb with an ing ending. Let's look at some examples. I was playing the guitar. They were dancing at the party. She was painting a beautiful landscape. He was watching his favorite movie. The past continuous tense is also used to set the scene or describe background actions in a story. It helps provide context and paint a more vivid picture for the reader or listener. When to use the past continuous tense? We use the past continuous tense in the following situations. To talk about actions that were in progress at a specific moment in the past. To describe two or more actions that were happening simultaneously in the past. To set the scene or provide background information in a story. To express annoyance or dissatisfaction about a past action that was recurring. Practice makes perfect. Now, let's practice using the past continuous tense in sentences. Sarah_cook dinner when the phone rang. While they play basketball, it started to rain. I study for the exam while my brother watched TV. Remember to use the appropriate form of to be, was/were, and add the main verb with an ing ending to form the past continuous tense correctly. Wrapping up. Congratulations! You have successfully learned about the past continuous tense. Keep practicing using this tense in your writing and conversations to become more comfortable with it. Understanding different verb tenses will enhance your language skills and make your communication more effective. Stay curious and keep exploring the world of grammar and language.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Cersei, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning American English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.